Genesis chapter 12, we're here following Abraham. Amen. Abram at this time. And so let's go on in. Genesis chapter 12, verse 17 says, "But the Lord struck Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. Then Pharaoh called Abram and said, 'Man, what is this that you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she's my sister, so that I took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go.'" She had corona. "Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they escorted him away with his wife and all that belonged to him." I want to talk about again today, part two, in this part of Abram's life, when your faith fails. Amen. What happens when your faith fails? There are things about my faith walk that I can honestly tell you that I'm not proud of. I know the Lord, but the things that when I look back, I can say, man, it hindered me, it hurt me, and it affected everyone around me. But I thank God that He's God. I thank God that no matter how many times I failed in my faith journey, God took my failures and He used them to give me strength for the journey. You see, decisions have consequences. Amen. Panic can affect everyone involved. Are you with me? And when we look at the life of Abraham, in his beginning phases of his faith walk, we see a person no different than you and I. In your faith walk, you will have ups and you will have downs. You will have in-betweens. You'll have days where, you know, you just feel like you can't go on any longer. You'll have moments in your journey where you'll feel like, man, is this worth it? And so last week we saw that Abe made a decision that he would not stand still in the midst of a famine. And rather than standing still, he asked his wife to lie. Amen. Watch this. And he almost, tell your neighbor, almost, he almost jeopardized the plan of God because he panicked. I believe some of us have left some stuff behind in our lives because of panic. I believe that for some of us, we have left, amen, some of the things that God could have given us already. Because I want to say this to you. What is for you is for you. Now you have to figure out, amen, in your faith walk, amen, how you're going to receive, amen, what God has for you. Now I don't blame Abraham for fleeing when the famine came, but it's a lesson for us that we don't, amen, repeat these same things in our lives. And so the question is, when your faith fails, amen, what do you do? It can have an effect on the people around you. Today we pick up at the point where some say that Abram had been in Egypt now for about 2 years. Imagine 2 years, his wife is in Pharaoh's palace. Told you last week that it's about preparation, right? They're preparing her to bring her to be the wife of Pharaoh. Are you with me? And I imagine, can you imagine that? Can you imagine being Abraham? I like to get into the text like this, you know, like I see things sometimes. I'm like, man, I wonder what he was doing for 2 years. Was he thinking about his wife? Did he sneak up at nighttime, say, maybe throw a rock at the window and say, baby, come, hey, I'm right here. You know, were they having secret conversations? The text tells me that in verse 16, it says they treated Abraham well. Well, for whose sake? For her sake. My. And I'm just thinking, like, was he really thinking about his wife at this time? You see, I believe that in life, we all panic, amen, when things get tough in life. And I believe that that's something that we need to change. I believe that there are consequences here that we need to look at verse 17. It's amazing because it says, but the Lord struck Pharaoh's house and his house with what? Not just the magnitude of the plague was the same magnitude as the famine that they left. You see, sometimes we're trying to save ourselves, but what we're doing is we're becoming worse rather than getting better. You find me saying, rather than standing still, what should he have done? He should have stood still, right? He should have said, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe you. Amen. He did not think about trusting God in that moment. But he thought about saving. I think he saved himself, but I was thinking he saved his family. He was saving his family, but in all actuality, he was saving his own skin. But when you look at the text, look what it says. It says here, the Lord struck Pharaoh and his house with great plagues. The word there for great plagues, it means to bring down. In other words, he's bringing down the house of Pharaoh. And so the first thing I believe when your faith fails is this: it will bring God's punishment on innocent people we involved. Amen. I want to help somebody with something. Always ask yourself a question: is it just me? Amen. Or is it everybody around me that's going to be affected by my decision? Abram never thought about this. He was in what? Survival mode. But watch this. But it had an impact, watch this, on the people and the place, and everyone around him was affected. Pharaoh's house, amen, was minding his business. You wonder why this is happening and that is happening to the people around you. Like, man, come on, man. They go to church and they do this and they do that. Maybe it's because our faith has failed and it's affecting those people around us. Does that make sense? Text goes on to say this. It says that the plague was great, but then look at the text. The text says, because of what? Sarai, Abram's what? Is this real? Are we reading this for real? Okay. Wait a minute. Pharaoh took his wife. She's in his house. And the Lord is bringing his house. Can I ask you a question? Why is your house falling apart? And you got to pay attention to that too. Because you have to ask yourself a question. Is it because I'm not exercising what? Faith. Because without faith, it is what? impossible to please God. Watch the text. Watch the text. The text says, because of Sarai's, Abram's wife. The next point is this. It will bring God's protection for those who are part of the promise. This one phrase, write this down, is what we call divine intervention. Saints, what I'm trying to tell you, even though someone's faith fails, remember this, whatever God has for you is for you. You can't mess it up. Amen. You may try to mess it up, but God will always divinely intervene. I'm not trying to tell you to go out there and do something to try to see it. But what I'm trying to say is even when we mess up, our God is so great and awesome that he will divinely intervene. Sarah was ready now to be presented to Pharaoh. Watch this. And it would have disrupted God's plan. There's so much in this phrase here. Sarah agreed to save her husband's life, and God agreed to save Sarah's life. Are you with me? And so I just want to say, when your faith fails, it will bring God's protection. Amen. It may not be in a good way, but I'm saying it may not be the right way to get it. But what I am saying to you today is that God will protect his, especially if you are part of that promise. And how many know you're part of that promise? That he'll never leave you nor forsake you. The lesson that we're learning from this is that we need to hold on and say, God, okay, no matter what it looks like, I've learned my lesson from Sarah and Abraham, or Abraham and Sarah, but I know, God, that you will not allow your plan, watch this, to be destroyed because we got involved in it. Verse 18, you know, now watch this. I don't know if I'm going to go any further with this Abraham story, but watch this. Check this out, right? Watch this. You know they did this again later on with the son Isaac. They ran out of what? They ran out of patience. And I want to share with somebody here today that you got to know how to wait on the Lord. No matter how hard it may seem, I know the right thing. Can you imagine like Abraham living every day thinking, I made the right decision. Yep, I did. You know why? Because look at all the blessings I'm getting. Can I help you with something? Don't base your life only just on blessings. Because blessings is not always a good what? A good indicator that you're blessed. Because Satan can bless you too. You got to know the source of your blessings. My question is, who was blessing Abraham? Oh, you've seen it. Who was blessing him? He was being blessed by deception, not by God's hands. Are you with me? In other words, he got involved in the process. That brings me to my next point. Verse 18, it says, and Pharaoh what? Called Abraham. So my question is, you know, I always like to have questions, right? My question is this. How did Pharaoh know that Sarah was the source? Because remember, Pharaoh is a pagan worshiper. Are you with me? Pharaoh is a, he worships pagan gods, and Pharaoh knew nothing about God. But he knew that there was something different about this takedown. Lord have mercy. You can tell when it's a righteous person affecting the whole house. Lord have mercy. You can know when the discipline is really coming from the Lord and it's not coming from the devil. You with me? You can tell the difference, you see. And so something happened in Pharaoh's mind. He asked the what and the why question. He says, what is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me? Now, what did Abram say? If I told you that this was my wife, you would have what? But it seems to me, with God's divine Tell your neighbor, you don't have to lie. You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie. And here's what I'm trying to say to y'all today. Amen. Here's what I'm trying to say to you. You don't have to lie to get ahead. You may think that lying is the only way or deception is the only way out. But with God, if you trust him, he'll change the heart of your boss. He'll change the heart of that judge. He'll change the heart of that jailer. He'll change the heart of whatever is going on in your life. And you will come out on top because you've chosen to trust the Lord. He said, why didn't you tell me? Now, in their mind, culturally, it's a chance. You see when your faith fails, what you do? Why didn't you just tell this, my wife? Take the chance. So the next thing is this. When your faith fails, it will expose all deceptions and lies. Amen. This is what you call deliverance. God is delivering. Abraham and Sarah. From the hands of Pharaoh. Because of the deception. Of Abraham and Sarah. Imagine Sarah had been there 2 years and you could tell that she was loyal to her husband. Can I ask you a question? I wonder if she slipped. I wonder if she was hoping that he would come and rescue her. I wonder what he really thought or what she was thinking. But I thank God that even with his divine intervention, we see his divine deliverance. And I thank God that when our faith fails, you get an opportunity to see God. Oh, I wish I had somebody bring you out of some things that you thought you would never have gotten out of. I thank God that, watch this, he does not want us to live, come on somebody, with deceptions and lies, because he wants us to walk in truth and integrity. Do I have anybody? And verse 18 to 19 is what we call the royal rebuke. I wish I had somebody. Verse 19 says, why did you say she is my what? Sister. So that I took her for my wife. See that? See what he says? Now what? Take her. Get this woman away from me, please. But when your faith fails, y'all, we live in deceptions and lies. When your faith fails, you compromise your purity and you compromise your moral standard. And when your faith fails, you start doing things that you never would have done. You with me? And I just want to help somebody with something. The best way is to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And I know that maybe you're facing a difficult situation today, but I want to tell you something. It will be exposed if you take the other route, because you are a child of God. And God, listen. Some people are driving cars in other people's names. Some people are living in houses in other people's names. You with me? I'm just trying to help somebody with something. Here's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm saying you got the job. That wasn't even really your resume. Come on, somebody. You took something from somebody and you were walking around acting like it's yours, but you didn't get it by truth. You got it through deception. And then you're calling it yours. And you're living with the lie. And eventually God will what? Expose the lie. And you will be called to what? Accountability. If you don't see that in the kingdom, look at the world. Those documents been in my office. And I redacted them by thinking about it. Y'all ain't trying to hear. Y'all don't watch the news. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, listen, nothing that's in the darkness will stay in the darkness. But one thing about God, saints, you can trust him. What I'm trying to say is, what if the story was different? He is classified as the father of what? Faith. But here he is. But you know what I love about this story? It shows us something about humanity, about man, about us. That sometimes we want to be strong, but we're scared. And we're weak. And we're trying to put up this appearance that everything is going good. But I want to help you with something. It's okay to be not okay. Amen. As long as you're ready to say, God, I'm going to trust you. God, my faith is in you, God. God, no matter what, I know that I have to. Was you speeding? Yes, sir, I was speeding. Amen. You get pulled over. The first thing we said, no, that wasn't me. No, my tags is not out. It was out in 2018. Before the pandemic. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. Y'all follow me? And you're looking at the cop and you say, no, it's not expired. Look what the text goes on to say. Let me show you this. Let me show you verse 20. Matter of fact, no, right there. It says what? Verse 19. And why did you say what? Right. So the next thing is, it will what? Here's what I see about this passage. Put the passage up. Here's what I see about this passage, y'all. Here's what I see about this passage. You see, he asks why. So I want you to picture yourself proclaiming that you're a believer. And everyone knows that you're a Christian. Come on. And now you're being what? Confronted with what? With the truth. And you have to give it an answer. He says, why did you say she's my sister? So that I took her for my what? Wife. Now then, here is your wife. Take her. And get up out of here. I don't know if this is important to you. I don't know how important this is to you. But when your faith fails, the next thing it will do, it will affect our testimony. Does anybody know what your testimony is? Your testimony is the story of your life. Your faith story about what you really believe about God. As a matter of fact, some people may not even read the Bible. You may be the only Bible that they read. And I don't know if Abe was really in tune with this, because remember, he's at the beginning phases of his what? Of his journey. But thanks be to God that God preserved his testimony. But I thank God that even when we fall, oh, I wish I had somebody, we can get back up. Now, not only did he get a royal rebuke, but he has been expelled. His expulsion from the country. In other words, he'd been kicked out. He can't never go back to Egypt. And so my last point is this. Verse 20, it says, Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him. And they what? They escorted him what? Away. With his wife. And all that belonged. They said, listen, whatever you gathered here, we don't even listen. Now, you know God's hands had to be in this. Because, first of all, lying to the king was death. But aren't you glad that you're protected by God? Come on, y'all. How many done messed up some stuff? And it's only by his grace he brought you out. You told a white lie here, you told a little not so much truth right here, a yellow lie and green lie and purple lie and pink lie, and then all of a sudden you just all over the place, and guess what? God still in his grace and mercy. Preserve your testimony. But the last thing I see here, I believe, failure is not final when your faith is in God. And I believe that his failing really helped him for his future. Some of us needed to fall to recognize that God is a gracious God, that God is a loving God, that God, watch this, will pick you up, and not just pick you up, but use you again mightily for his glory. You see, I believe his failing helped him to experience, watch this, God's deliverance, to prove that he was chosen by God for a special purpose. Some of us messed up real bad, but you never thought you were going to make a comeback, but your comeback is strong. Is this making sense? Watch this. Abram probably felt that the easy way out, watch this, of danger was to be manipulative and deceitful, but such scheming put him in danger of jeopardizing the promise of God. God's servants should trust him completely and never resort to self-directed schemes. My last point is this. In the end, hopefully, it will develop your faith in God because of your deliverance, because of the rebuke, and because of the expulsion. One of the ways people train dogs is through the use of temptation. A trainer will take a piece of meat and throw it in front of the dog. The first time that the dog sees the meat, he'll probably go after it because that's in his nature. The second time, the trainer will throw out the piece of meat, but then restrain the dog by telling the dog to stay and making the dog redirect his attention to the trainer before rewarding him with the meat. The trainer will continue to tempt the dog with the meat while restraining him and making him give his attention to the trainer while repeating, stay, stay. Eventually, the dog will learn that if he focuses on the trainer or the master and gives his attention to the trainer, he will be rewarded. The dog will learn how to handle, watch this, the presence of the meat, because the meat is no longer the focus. The devil knows that we're not focused on the master. So he continues to put the temptations in front of us, like the famine, like the panic, to keep us what? Distracted. And if we would only learn to focus on the master, we would be able to handle the temptations that are so often put before us. So the next time you find yourself in a famine, in a situation where you feel like your back is against the wall, I want you to do something for me. I want you to say, God, I'm going to keep my eyes fixed on you. My back is against the wall. I don't know what's going to happen, but Lord, I'm going to trust what your word says. Your word says you'll never leave me nor forsake me. Your word says, amen, that if I put my hands in your hands, that your hands is unchanging, that he who seeks the Lord will find him, that if you keep your eyes on Jesus, if you keep your eyes fixed on him, he'll bring you through the trials that you're going through. Somebody here, I want to tell you something. Oftentimes the pressure of life will cause you to make decisions that will compromise what you believe. But I want to help you with something. They that wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. He will mount you up with wings like eagles. You're going to run and you will not get weary. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will bring you through. Do I have anybody here this morning? You've been between a rock and a hard place. You're between a difficult situation right now in your life. Deception is not the way. Lies is not the way. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hands. But you got to pick up this word. You got to stand upon it. Because the word of God is living. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of your heart. Trust God. Believe him. No matter what it looks like. I know it gets tough sometimes, but the master says, keep your eyes on me, forgetting those things which lies behind. Press on to what lies ahead, and he'll make a way out of no way. Do you know him today? Have you tried him? Is he all right? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Listen. I've had some embarrassing moments in my faith journey. But it was only for God to deliver me. Because when you start off in this faith journey, you don't have it all together. And I'm not putting down Abraham. As a matter of fact, I thank God for the glimpse of his life to show that even though he was called of God, he still had some weak moments. And I want to say to somebody here today, no matter what you're facing, you got to understand something. God has never given up on you. And so if you need prayer this morning, I want to pray for you. If you're here this morning and you need prayer, Pastor, my faith has been shaken or my faith has failed. And I really need God to help me through. If you need prayer this morning, I want to pray for you.